This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Big dilemma to start the program that I need your help with. So lean into the radio, listen close. I'm going to read you a line of Teddy Roosevelt's, and I am completely ill-equipped to be able to understand what Teddy's saying. But I know within the vast What's On Your Mind universe, there will be someone that will say, Scott, what's the buzz for? I didn't say you know, did I?
Oh, I know. Sorry.
No, you know.
I'm new to this. I'm getting it.
No, we got an email a couple weeks ago. Somebody said bridge words. You know, everybody has bridge words, and mine was you know. So when I'm going from one thing to the next, that I would say you know, and I don't even know I'm saying it. Right. Yeah. There's all the buzzes. So just and Kevin Flynn is in today for Todd Mitchell. Keep Todd in your prayers. His father ended up having to
pull the plug on himself, is what Todd said.
Yeah, I guess they decided to do hospice.
Yeah,
so, you know, they just
thoughts and prayers.
They're having a tough time. So anyway, they found out late last night that Todd took off. So Kevin Flynn will be manning the controls today. So that's what the buzz is for. Okay, you got that. And I listened to my Kevin Kramer interview yesterday when I was playing that back during the talk radio town hall, and I said about 1,000 times, too. So you can add in there, too, just so I'm trying to cure myself, folks. It's sort of like, you know, the cattle running into the, you know, cattle, you know, electric fence or whatever, you know. So TR and that dilemma in just a moment. Wanted you to know about Todd's dad, so you can keep everybody in the prayers there. We are in Medora, North Dakota, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we're going to talk about TR. So this is my happy place. I just love Medora. It's fantastic. I mean, I really do. And the bookends of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park, you know, Watford with the North Unit and Medora with the South Unit, it's just fabulous. So today, Medora. Tomorrow, Watford City. And this is great. We have a bunch of folks here to tell you about what's happening in Medora. You know, when we come out here, we'll interview a person here or there, but I don't feel like we really tell the story for someone that's never been here before. And I want to do that today a little bit. I want you to just understand all of the adventure that awaits for you in Medora, okay? Because there's a lot going on. So we'll talk with some folks from Medora. We're going to talk to Joe Wiegand, who does Teddy Roosevelt. We're going to talk to Tom Milligan, who is Harold Schaefer at the Old Town Theater. Fabulous new show called Wonderful Work about the genius, the legendary Harold Schaefer. And Daniel Gianarelli is going to join us. Daniel's actually the pride of Little Flower School in Rugby, North Dakota. He's the alum that they all talk about right there, and they should. So Daniel's a great ambassador for Watford. Bill Sorensen, the mayor, will stop by too. Buffalo Bill will be here. We're also going to chat with a woman by the name of Catherine Cherry. Catherine Cherry, clerk for Judge Brett Kavanaugh, Donald Trump's nominee for the Supreme Court. And she is a Democrat. She is a liberal. She works for some big falutin New York constitutional law practice and very well known in legal circles. And as a Democrat, is supporting Judge Kavanaugh. Maybe some other folks will take a clue about that. Heidi Heitkamp, Amy Klobuchar, the liberal cabal of the Midwest Senate, representatives, how about you? We'll give them plenty of opportunity to hear about that today on the program we call What's On Your Mind. So all of that. Now, here's the dilemma for you to lean in on, and then I'll take your calls. Okay? I have two dilemmas, actually. I just realized this. The first dilemma is I was reading something in my room. It was on the wall last night here in the beautiful Rough Rider Hotel. And I can't get enough Teddy Roosevelt stories. I really like him a lot. And this particular one was about him coming back to Medora with his second wife. You know, Teddy's wife, Alice, died. That was 2 days after giving birth to their oldest child, Alice. You know, his mother died. He was a grieving soul. okay, a grieving soul. And he brought his second wife back and had joy again. And he credits, really, Maduro and all of this beauty for why he is ended up being president. But he talked about his time coming back, that he had come here to bury himself in grief, to lead the strenuous life on one of the last American frontiers on the principle that, quote, black care seldom sits behind a rider whose pace is fast enough. Black care seldom sits behind a rider whose pace is fast enough. I read it 50 times. I don't know if I'm thick in the head or what, but I can't get this. I can't really totally unpack it. I get a little bit of the black care being the grief, and it's behind him, and if he rides fast, I don't know. So what I'd like for our listeners to do is to give me your take on what Teddy's saying there. Okay? 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. You give me a call. Or at 258-0550. I do have another dilemma that has to do with Ann Coulter. You, our fine listeners, asked for us to have Ann Coulter on as a guest recently. Remember that? Well, she's written a new book about the resistance, which is the movement that has become the Democratic Party. This is when Heidi Heitkamp, she early on talked about, the resistance and that efforts. It's about just sort of, it's the swamp and, you know, some other really dark things. But anyway, Ann Coulter's got a new book out about it. Well, we scheduled an interview with her, but it's not during the show. We couldn't work out the schedules to have her on live during the show. So I am interviewing her this afternoon at 1 o'clock, and your questions are welcome. Just call this number, 855-200-1776, extension 1. 855-200-1776, extension 1. Leave your question for her. I'll play her your question. You can also text me if you want. Question 701-367-2054, or you can email me, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Okay? But we're in Medora. That's what I want you to know. We're in Medora, and we're going to have a lot of fun in Medora and take in all kinds of things. Family's coming out. Later today, so we'll make a little family vacation of it. It should be fun. I want to talk to Daniel about some of the new things here in just a moment. First, Steve in Minnesota. Steve, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott. I've got a state primary ballot here, and I was wondering if you have any idea on online tools on looking at these candidates, and give us a little better idea of some of these people I've never heard of.
You're saying an online tool that would say, you know, here's the 411 on all the candidates.
Yeah. Is there anything out there like that?
Well, I know there's a number of voter guides. I don't know. I would assume they have them online. Let me do a little checking on that, Steve, and see what I can find some good resources. If there isn't anything, then we'll do something Monday, the day before the election, and make sure people know. Okay, I'll make a note of that right now. All right?
Yeah, maybe some of the other listeners have an idea too here. So
sure. Anybody in particular, a race that you're wondering? Hey, do I go with this one or that one?
Well, we have governor's race, you know, Temple Enty. I was, not real bent on him, and I don't know Jeff Johnson really. I mean, you listen to their online ads; it's like listening to Heidi Heitkamp ads. You know, I mean, you don't think
that. Yeah, I hear you. On that particular race, I think I'll just give you my take. The candidate I would vote for is the candidate I believe has the best chance to win. And Jeff Johnson is a good guy, a good conservative. He's from Detroit Lakes. He's got a good record, but he's not been able to win. And I don't know about you. I want a Republican governor. And I just think Tim Pawlenty, who, by the way, has redeemed himself on the Trump stuff, thankfully, and in my mind realized what the Trump wave in Minnesota was all about, coming in within 1%. I would vote for Tim Pawlenty. That'd be me. But I think, I just look at it through the prism, who can win? Even if, okay, I'm 100% over here because I'm agreeing with this guy. But, you know, who in my gut do I think has a better chance in November? And, you know, I think they're going to be pretty close.
Well, that was kind of, question, you know, Jeff might be a great guy, but if he can't win, well, you know, I mean, you know,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's okay. That's where I'm headed.
Thank you, Steve. Yep, appreciate the call. Speaking of Heidi Heitkamp ads, we got a call last night. You have that ready to go, Kevin?
Oh, I do.
Okay, go ahead and roll that.
About the ad?
Yeah.
Apparently he's not real happy with the with the ad that we're here it is right here.
How many more times do we got to hear that ad of Rasmussen and Heidi Heitkamp and stuff like that? He doesn't want to lose her. Well, is he having an affair with her? I mean, go have your affair with her. We don't need to hear about it. I mean, how many times have we got to puke over this commercial? God, it's the most irritating commercial. I guess if she wants to lose, keep playing that commercial because she's sure to lose.
Now, there's some passion for you. You know, it's funny how ads can irritate people. And, you know, it is weird, you know, when he says, I don't want to lose her. You know, like, that was a little bizarre. I'd agree there. I didn't go to a fair. But anyway, more coming up on What's On Your Mind in Medora.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
This Monday night, Dickinson, North Dakota, an open house, and you're invited. Endeavor is planning to produce renewable diesel from its refinery by converting it from a petroleum refinery to a vegetable oil refinery. Come join us for an informational open house at the Bigeau Activity Center at Dickinson State University, Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. Come anytime. Learn about the project and its benefits. The team will be available to answer any questions and hear your concerns, too. Monday, Bigeau Activity Center, Dickinson State University, anytime from 6 to 8 p.m. Find out more at endeavor.com/Dickinson.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So my friend Kevin Pfeiffer at Pfeiffer's and I had lunch yesterday. We had a late lunch. It was actually breakfast, but you don't care. So Kevin and I were talking, and I'm telling you, they are really cranking at Pfeiffer's. They are so busy right now. It is unbelievable. One of the reasons on the machinery auctions is they're getting more than their competitors. They are. And that's been continuing. So they got a lot of those auctions. Got a big auction coming up in a ranch south of Mandan soon. It's just a lot happening. And the auction center in North America has surpassed all expectations. Incredible. They're doing auctions up there as well. We were proud to be there on day one and enjoyed that as well. Huge lineup of auctions this fall. More than they've had in many, many years, so it is, it's fabulous. There's a lot going on. Now, I told Kevin, I said, I want to come along to one of your, you know, big auctions one of these days. So if you're contemplating having an auction, call Pfeiffer's and say, throw Scott in on the deal, and I'll come do the show from your place. Land auctions, real estate, land management, equipment auctions, all of that. Check the calendar at Pfeiffer's.com. Call for a catalog, 877-700-4099. 877-700-4099. Our next guest, as I mentioned earlier, Daniel Ganarelli. Daniel is with Team Medora and the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation. And I made a statement to someone about the fact that Medora has been transformed in my mind. That if you go back, you know, sort of prior to the Bully Pulpit Golf Course and that incredible addition, and then all the things since, it really is very different. So if you haven't been here in about 10 years, you really haven't been here. Is that a fair statement, Daniel?
It absolutely is, Scott. It absolutely is. Harold Schaefer, in the book written about him by poet laureate Larry Wywood, he said, you know, I see big things from Medora. I see them so big, I don't think the rest of our employees see how big they could be. I think he said that roughly in the 80s. I think the last 10, 15, 20 years, we've honored that vision of Harold. 15 years ago, we built Bully Pulpit Golf Course. Roughly 10 to 12 years ago, we built Theodore's Dining Room inside the historic Rough Riders Hotel, whose foundations date back to 1883. We just refinished the Old Town Hall Theater in downtown Medora, added 250 seats to a historic theater that Theodore Roosevelt would have spoke at when he was out here on the stump in 1908. The place has changed, and only for the better, and only for more to do for the visitors to North Dakota's favorite playground.
A texter says, we went on a Medora trail ride and the musical at the end of July. Fun. Show this year is the best we've seen yet. I've heard that from others. A real family theme to the musical. Right?
Very, very much so, because it's been a family tradition for people for 54 years. So when people can have their dreams, their visions mirrored back to them, it's really a shared experience up at that show. And the voices have never been better. Chet Wallen, I mean, he could be singing, you know, on major country albums in Nashville, but he's here with us. Bill Sorensen, everybody's favorite former mayor of Bismarck, weaves such a comedic tale, but really tugs at the heartstrings through the show, and it's just a fantastic show. If you haven't seen it, you really got to get here to see it.
New addition this year is focusing on the reason we're here, Harold Schaefer.
Yep.
Because no Harold Schaefer, no
Medora.
Yeah, and we're going to talk with Tom Milligan a little bit about that show, wonderful work. How's it being received by folks?
Very, very well. So many people come to the show. We have two sets. There's people coming to the show to relive their memories with Harold, to see him come to life. Because I'm sure many of your listeners have a personal Harold story that he's interacted with them. Maybe he paid for their college tuition, or maybe he slipped them a $100 bill, you know, while they were working at a diner in downtown Valley City. But there's other people that come to Medora that'll ask us, we never thought this was here. They're traveling to see all the national parks. They're going to Yellowstone, and they make a pit stop in TRMP, you know, we're the gateway community. They see someone in a black shirt like I'm wearing. We look official. They should know all the answers. Hey, how did this town come about? Well, let me tell you about Harold Schaefer. And in the past, we'd only had the Harold Schaefer Heritage Center. You know, it's a museum. And museums are great. I love them. But there's something about it coming to life in front of your eyes and being able to interact with history. And the way Tom Milligan, when he portrays Harold Schaefer and takes questions and the way you can interact with him, really it's opening up the story of Medora and this one man that made this place happen to a whole host of people that wouldn't have that opportunity. The traveling public from the East Coast and the West Coast. And we're so lucky to have Tom bringing Harold to life at the Old Town Hall Theater.
Hey, by the way, if you have any questions or comments about Medora, that's certainly something you're welcome to do. Shoot us a text if you like, 701-367-2054, or give us a call at 800-228-0550. We have Medora experts throughout the entire program today. Joe Wiegand walked by here. Or was that Teddy Roosevelt? I forget which. So he's going to be here a little later. And the mayor, as you mentioned, as well. So, you go ahead. This fellow needs some help?
I think he's got it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
We're in the lobby, so some kids came up to us while we're talking, like, hey, I need some. One of them has a cowboy hat on, by the way, so he's living the dream. One texter is weighing in on the black hair question. Answering this and I don't want you to answer because I bet you know the answer to my little dilemma here on Teddy Roosevelt. Black hair seldom sits behind a rider whose pace is fast enough. So the listener was asking me black hair, No, black hair. Black hair, C-A-R-E. Now, those two together is part of the reasons I'm very confused here. Black hair seldom sits behind a rider whose pace is fast enough. That's Teddy Roosevelt. I can't figure it out. Is it normal to not be able to figure this one out?
No.
Is this a tough one?
It can be a tough one. People, so on a serious note, people come out here to make family memories. They've been 54 years. Their parents brought them when they were kids. Now they brought their kids, then their grandkids. There's oftentimes four generations of people seeing a Medora musical. You know, but the other part of the audience, and this is very true, is that people are coming out here to heal. Because there's a spiritual quality to those Badlands. When you see them, when you cross Painted Canyon, I give behind-the-scenes tours of the Medora musical 3 out of the 7 nights. We do a tour every single night. And I ask people to describe the view for me. You get amazing, wondrous, beautiful. But you also get people that say, I don't know. And it's that I don't know, that undescribable quality in these Badlands, that I think brings people out here, like Teddy Roosevelt when he came, when his wife and mother died on the same day, Valentine's Day. He came out here to heal, and there's people that still do that. So black care seldom sits behind a rider whose pace is quick enough. Teddy was a very energetic man, and the way he fought to get through his maybe more depressive states, his wife and mother died, his father died. When his father died, he said, I may go insane. Okay, you can ask Joe about that. And what did he do? He goes headlong into his studies at Harvard and tries to be one of the youngest assemblymen in the New York Congress that he can be. Get action.
Phenomenal.
You know, live the strenuous life and don't dwell on it. You know, and that's TR to a T, and that's what I think that means to me.
Fabulous. 1-800-MEDORA-1 or Medora.com. Just make it a point to be here. You need to do that. Fascinating conversation. Thanks, Daniel. More later. We're in Medora. On What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins, and I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides? It's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As a man accused of setting one of the wildfires that's raging in California prepares to make a court appearance today, the Orange County supervisor says of 51-year-old Forrest Clark,
This is a monster.
Todd Spitzer, after Orange County deputies say they arrested Clark after an email he'd allegedly sent warning that, quote, this place will burn.
Who would go out with low humidity and high wind and the highest heat temperatures and intentionally set the forest on fire?
Accused of setting the holy fire in the Cleveland National Forest, Clark due in court this morning to answer to charges including arson, criminal threats, and resisting officers. The NCAA college hoops season will start later this year with major changes in the wake of an FBI investigation. They're going to allow some college and high school players to hire agents. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Anybody else a little hungry for some beef? Oh, it's what's for dinner, folks. Gotta love beef. Nothing better. We have some great ranchers out there that do some good work. One of those ranchers down in Morristown, South Dakota, called us up and said, would you tell your listeners about a product we have that we think they'll like? And you're buying kit and caboodle the whole works. Or you can go to your neighbor and say, you take half, I'll take half. You get the actual cow. Now then, you find a butcher shop. They bring it to that butcher shop and obviously dress it and do everything they do, and then you pay for, you know, what you'd pay at the grocery store, right? For that actual beef goes in your freezer. But you have grass-finished beef, which is great tasting. Everybody agrees, really tastes great. And also nutritional, very nutritional. And beef, all beef is nutritional. It is, but grass-finished beef has additional omega oils that are very important for your nervous system, and so it's a good way to go, and a good support of the program. So if you go to Lazy J Ranch, actually it's called the Dakota Lazy J Ranch on Facebook, you can find out more about what they're doing there. Or you can give them a call, and they'll happily give you all the information you like. And in addition to that, I'm going to give you the number in a second here. In addition to that, help you coordinate, okay, let's see. We, in other words, they can't deliver from Morristown, South Dakota, on head of cattle to, you know, Bismarck or Fargo or whatever. So you will need to coordinate a little bit, because I think four or five is what they take. And once they get that, then they find a butcher shop near you and go to work. You got the beef. So get your name on one now while they last. 605-524-3472 is their number. 605-524-3472. Facebook, Dakota Lazy J Ranch. Well, I tell you what, I just feel as though, you know, all the political swirl and crazy things going on in this world that we're all kind of watching and the TikTok of have all just floated into the ether because I'm in Medora. I'm at the beautiful Rough Rider Hotel. The family's making their way later today. We're going to make a weekend of fun in Watford City. And it's just fabulous, and there's just so much more to do. I said Watford City. I'll be in Watford City tomorrow, but we're in Medora. We'll go to the North Unit, too, because that's fabulous at Watford as well. But it really is a place where the weight of the world just lifts off your shoulders. And the place wouldn't exist without a fellow by the name of Harold Schaefer. Our next guest, Tom Milligan, is Harold Schaefer in the production of Wonderful Work which you can see here in Medora. Tom, nice to see you. How are you?
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
I remember the first time that Randy talked about, Randy Hotzenbieler, who heads up the efforts here in Medora, told me about this idea. And it was right after the Medora brunch, the gospel brunch, when I was telling him how great that is. You think this is great? Wait till we do. And he was telling me about the whole concept. And now it's come to life. It's here. It's incredible. It's called Wonderful Work. Let's start there. Why did you call it Wonderful Work?
Well, when we first started thinking about this last year, and I went home. I'm from Iowa, and so I finished my season out here in September and went home, and we had had some meetings about what the show should be about and what should be included and what should be entailed in the whole show to tell this huge, huge life story in a very short period of time. So I took a whole bunch of information Randy had given me back home on a flash drive and started flipping through things and things that Harold had written and letters and articles and just a ton of information. And two things popped out. One of them was the fact that Harold's favorite word that he used all the time was wonderful. That's how he responded to everything. Everything was wonderful in his world and still is. And the other word was work. And whenever Harold wrote the word work, he always wrote it in capital letters. It was the title of the Gold Seal newsletter that he had for years. So somehow these two words, in my mind, just kind of seemed to go together. And it was a very short, concise thing that really describes in two words the important things about Harold Schaefer.
Wow.
So it became obvious that it was just wonderful work. And all of his work, especially when we talk about here in Medora, was wonderful work.
When he was, you know, the newsletter work, writing work in caps, Was that Harold's just constant drive for him and everyone around him, that we have work to do, work, work, work?
You know, that was his thing. From a very young age, he started working, and that was his drive, was to work everything. You know, and I say in the show, eventually the work, you know, when you work hard, you can dream. And for Harold, the dream that he had eventually became his work. So they were tied exclusively together. And that was his thing. Work, work, work. You shouldn't be afraid of hard work.
What was his dream?
Well, I think his dream was to... Initially was to build a better life for himself. And once that dream became a reality, then his extension of his dream was to build a better life for everyone else around him, whether it be the people that were just walking down the street that he could help out, or the members of the Gold Seal Company, or the people here in Medora. It was that, just to make a better life for yourself and have the ability to dream and do what you can when you just dream and just try and reach that dream. And as he said to his employees at one point in time, he dreamt big and didn't even come close to what he was dreaming about, but you know, he knew he'd never get there if he didn't try. And that's the idea, too, for Harold, is you have to just try and reach your dreams.
So when Joe Wiegand does Teddy Roosevelt, you know, it's difficult for, you know, close family members, obviously, now many generations removed, to say, yeah, that's Dad, or, you know, that's Grandpa, or whatever. You have, of course, Ed Schaefer, the former governor and former Ag Secretary, son of Ed, and other family members as well that are able to come in and say, that guy's playing my dad.
That's exactly right.
I would imagine they would be your sort of best critics, because they would know him better than anything. What do they say?
Well, you know, when we first started this program a year ago, we started sitting down and talking about it, and then I spent 10 months working on it. I actually had sat down with my wife about 3 weeks before this idea ever came up, and I said, because I was sitting down in front of Gospel Brunch, and I'm looking at all of this beauty around me and all of this influence that this man had over Medora and had on Medora, and I'm thinking, you know, we have two Teddy Roosevelts walking around town, we've got a Joe Ferris walking around town, why is there not a Harold Schaefer? And so we talked about it, and the initial reaction between my wife and I, who is also an actress, was that we didn't want to touch it, because Harold is held in such high regard, and people love him so much, and he means so much to everyone here, and the Gold Seal family as well, that it, as an artist, that might be too thin a limb to put myself out on, to be compared to and walk in and say, hey, I can do your guy. And so we just kind of put it away. Well, then we had I was doing another one of my one-man shows. This is kind of my history in theater. I was doing another one on Ding Darling, who was a good friend of Teddy Roosevelt's, for the gathering of TRs. And as I worked through the show in the Q&A afterwards, Randy was in the audience, and Rolf Sletten was in the audience, who is a son-in-law of Harold's. And the last question of the Q&A was Randy asking, have you ever thought about doing a one-person show on Harold Schaefer? And I said, well, to be perfectly honest with you, we have, but we dismissed it because of A, B, C, D, and E. And he said, I don't think you need to worry about that. And that led to where we are today with the finished show. And so there was always, yes, there as an artist and an actor and a person who created this show, there was that concern about how you deal with someone who is this huge and is loved by so many and his family is still around and here. The reaction that we have gotten has been extremely positive. It's been far more than I could ever expected. It got to be an emotional issue for me with doing Harold, because I think that, you know, I think there's a lot of things that, I think the reason that Randy asked that is because I think that he sees maybe some of the characteristics that Harold had in me. I have people say to me all the time, you just nailed him because of the look that I have and the mannerisms and the vocal and things like that. And I keep saying, I'm not doing anything extraordinary to portray Harold. So if you see that in me on stage, then there must be just a little bit of Harold with me on stage as I do that. So the reaction has been outstanding, above and beyond what I ever expected.
I only interviewed him one time, and which I regret. I mean, I could have done more. Obviously, I just didn't make an effort to do it. I was in Grand Forks and sort of far removed from the whole story. I did it sort of because I knew Ed, and I'm like, I want to meet Ed's dad,
right.
You know, and. Bigger than life is what I always say. Bigger than life. I mean, it just, that's the only way I know how to describe it. When you talk earlier about, you know, he worked so he could dream, was Medora part of that dream?
Medora was, from early on, was part of that dream. He loved the history of the area. That was his thing, is he fell in love with the Teddy Roosevelt story. And it became a point where, you know, and Ed will tell you, and it's, he describes it in several things, where he and his dad stood up above on one of the bluffs up here, looking down on a town that there was absolutely nothing here, and Harold was confident that there was something here and it needed to be saved for people. And so that was his thing, is like, this is the town that we can't forget, this little piece of history here. And even, you know, in the early 60s when, well, this hotel that we're sitting in, is really one of the first things that happened, was because Russell Reed, who was the state historian at the time, had come to Harold and said, I think I'd like to buy this place. It's got a little bit of a history. You know, fix it up and see what we can do with it. Well, he didn't get the funding, so he gave it. Harold had already purchased it at that point in time. So Russell Reed gave the deed back to Harold, and Harold said, well, I guess we'll take it apart and do it ourselves. So we did it. And that was really what started this whole thing, and then it just kind of grew out of that. And
it was uninhabitable at the time, right? I mean, it was bad shape.
Oh, it was really bad shape. Well, most of the town was in bad shape, because by the time Harold got here, there was 70 years between Theodore Roosevelt and the Marquis de Moore, who helped found the town. There was 70 years between that, and it basically had just, buildings had become run down and deserted, and they just thought, well, this is, most everybody had forgotten about this place. But Harold had that vision, that this place could be something, because not only is it the history that he loved with Teddy, but it's sitting in the most beautiful section of the state you can possibly say, right here in the Badlands, and then of course the park came in, and you know, so that was his vision, and people are still experiencing that vision today.
I love that story that Ed tells that you mentioned earlier, where they're up on the bluff,
yeah,
looking down on Medora, and Ed is literally like, you know, to his dad's knee, pretty young at that point. And Harold is gushing about what this could be, and Ed is looking down there like, I don't see anything that could be anything.
Yeah. I don't see it.
I don't know what you're seeing, so it's fascinating. Hang on, Tom. We'll chat a little more on the other side of the break here. We are live in Medora today on What's On Your Mind, Medora.com. To make your reservations for wonderful work or any of the fabulous shows here, 1-800-MEDORA-1. Great accommodations. We're in the beautiful Rough Rider Hotel, which has now become just this beautiful showpiece. And really, all the accommodations here are great. So, more coming up. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
This Monday night, Dickinson, North Dakota, an open house, and you're invited. Endeavor is planning to produce renewable diesel from its refinery by converting it from a petroleum refinery to a vegetable oil refinery. Come join us for an informational open house at the Bigeau Activity Center at Dickinson State University, Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. Come anytime. Learn about the project and its benefits. The team will be available to answer any questions and hear your concerns, too, Monday. Bigeau Activity Center, Dickinson State University, anytime from 6 to 8 p.m. Find out more at endeavor.com/Dickinson.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What's on your mind? Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hammond, here today in Medora and tomorrow in Watford City. And, boy, a lot going on, a lot happening, folks. And it's fun to be here and take a little break from Walk away from the headlines for a couple of days. We are brought to you in part today by our friends, Jim, the flagpole guy. And Manny just tried to call Jim, and he didn't pick up. But I know why. He's putting up another flagpole. I mean, we're out to beat that goal of 100 this year, American-made. Not just the flag, American-made. The pole and all the accessories as well. And I'm telling you, nobody builds a flagpole like this guy. So if you have a business in the greatest country on the face of the earth, where's the flag? Come on, make a difference. Making America great starts with you. So you show your community and your country you stand behind America by replacing that political yard sign with a symbol of freedom, the American flag. So remember that. You have it ready to go by November. Boom. Campaign sign down, yard sign down, the politics gone, there's the flag, it goes up. ndflagpoleguy.com is where you'll find out more about the good work Jim does. Great website. And he lets you remind your community that you stand together as an undivided nation with your own flag flying. So 701-571-FLAG is where you can call him, or ndflagpoleguy.com. All right. Back in the Medora. We'll chat with Tom Milligan. Tom is the star of a great show called Wonderful Work, The Harold Schaefer Story. He brings Harold Schaefer to life. And I don't know that I met him. I maybe met him one time, and as I said, interviewed him one time, and that was on the phone, I think. But I'm just drawn to his story. You know, I love that museum here. It's absolutely fabulous. And, again, bigger than life. You can't get enough of Harold Schaefer. So I'm so glad that you've done this, and it's new to Medora this year, and it's something you definitely want to take in. Is Harold Schaefer, Harold Schaefer because of Gold Seal sales and what he built out of nothing there, or is it Medora? Can you do an either or?
Well, one of the things I've discovered in my research and study was that Harold Schaefer meant a lot of things, different things to a lot of different people. And people kind of, not that they cherry pick what the important thing is, but there was a full range of importance to a lot of different people, whether it be he anonymously paid for your schooling, your scholarship at school, or whether he helped pay a medical bill for you, or whatever it was. And his generosity was beyond reproach. And I think that that's what I've found, is that it means a little bit of something to everybody. And I think that, of course, Medora wouldn't be here and his efforts wouldn't be here without the Gold Seal Company that he started from absolutely nothing and grew into a major, major powerhouse company. So Medora wouldn't be here for that. And I think what Medora represents today is that generosity and that family spirit, because that's what the Gold Seal Company was. It was a family. And he created it and maintained it in that direction until they sold the company and established the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation. And I think that what you see reflected in the programming here, Medora this year especially, is that family value and that creation of that family value and that extension on into the future. And I think that is the important message that's here today, is that we love the history. We love the beauty of the Badlands, but this is a place where you can bring your family to. You can see great shows, great entertainment. You can just go sit in the park and watch the stars if you want to. But it's designed now to be a family-oriented place that reflects those true values that Harold first started the Gold Seal Company with.
Did Harold have enemies? Did he have people that were foes?
Well, of course. Even in Medora, there were people who thought that this was not a good idea. I don't think you can be a successful business person or a successful person anywhere without having those foes, the people, the naysayers, all along the way. Even within the Gold Seal Company, there were people that thought that the company was going the wrong direction and decisions were being made, especially when it comes to the money with Harold. I mean, Harold was willing to give all his money away, and there was people in the Gold Seal Company that says, we just have to watch Harold, don't show him the books, because if he sees we've got money, he's going to give it all away. So, you know, not that those are enemies, but those are protectors of their own interests. And that was the same thing in Medora. And this is one of the things we tried to do in the show, is when originally sitting down and talking last year with people and saying, well, what are we going to do and how are we going to present this, is that you cannot present such a huge life with all of the good, rosy side of things. I mean, we present the other side of the life, too. It's like Harold was, Shiloh was his second wife. There was Marion Nelson was his first wife. They were married for over 25 years. It produced the five children. It produced the family. It resulted, ended in a divorce. But you can't ignore that, because she was so much a part of the establishment of the Gold Seal Company. You know, so those are all those things that are
fascinating.
That are in there. Yeah, it's wonderful.
It's a wonderful life.
It
is a wonderful life. It really is. And it's a great North Dakota story. Oh, my gosh. It's a great North Dakota story. So take it in if you haven't yet this year at Medora. Wonderful work. Thank you, Tom Milligan.
Thank you. Appreciate being here.
More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.